This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Mark Van Honecker. His book is Skyfaring, A Journey with a Pilot. It seems like a plane flies just above the clouds. Is that something that pilots just enjoy? I mean, I can think of a pilot up there sort of like a riding, galloping on a horse across these clouds. Do you feel like, yahoo? Or is there some atmospheric reason that a plane flies just above the clouds that almost feel solid below the plane?
Well, those moments when you're taking off, especially on a gray day, and you're in the clouds then for 10 or 15 minutes as you climb, and then there is this moment where you come out of the clouds, and of course you're quite close to them then because you've just come out of them. So then they appear to be racing past very quickly, and the sun is out, and maybe you haven't seen the sun in a few days, depending on what the weather's been like where you took off from. And that is just an absolutely amazing moment. And of course, we are usually above the clouds because at cruising altitude, we're above the turbulence that is normally associated with clouds. So there are some technical reasons that we are above the clouds most of the time. But as you say, there are these amazing. It is just an amazing moment when you
break out,
you climb out of them. Yeah, and actually, it happens the other way as well. When you land somewhere, when you go into cloud, so you know you're up there in the sun, and then you go into the clouds, and sometimes you then come out of the cloud, and the first thing you've seen of the Earth in 12 hours is this dazzling city below you that you've been journeying towards. So it works in both directions, but the sun is definitely the brighter side of things.
Do you like flying in a complete whiteout with the clouds, or it just seems like that would be unnerving?
Well, certainly the views aren't as good, and sometimes there's a little bit of light turbulence in clouds, so we're always happy to get above them.
Yeah.